This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. In Washington, the Republicans and the Democrats have concluded that the high price of prescription drugs is a defining issue in this year's elections, and they're competing to offer the most appealing plan. But the two major parties are not alone in this effort. The Enough Party has also taken on the issue, even though its endorsed candidate for president has not been seen in public for over 3 months. Jennifer Hamster is following this most unusual political story. Jennifer?
What?
Tell us more.
Oh, well, since he won the Enough Party nomination in early June, Senator Sam Spleen has reportedly been hard at work developing policies. Here's how it was explained by Spleen's campaign manager, Rhonda Alonzo.
The senator is totally focused like a searing hot laser beam on building the substance of his program right now.
Why isn't he out campaigning like the other candidates?
Well, he could be running around the country kissing hands and shaking babies like certain other people who will remain nameless here, but the senator prefers to take that time to painstakingly build his single, comprehensive, unified plan that will encompass and bring to fruition all major public policy initiatives for the first year of his presidency in one mighty blow.
Rhonda, what does that mean?
You're just going to have to bear with us and be patient. That's what it means. We're involved in a process here, and it needs time to play out. For a long time, it's going to seem like we're doing nothing. And then, when we have our unified plan, boom, we're going to spring it out on the voters like a jack-in-the-box, and people are going to be bowled over. Trust me. So hang tight.
Jennifer, haven't any details of this unified plan leaked?
Well, of course.
Well, maybe you could tell us about some of that.
Oh, you mean maybe I could just dish some gossip with you here,
yeah,
huh?
Could you?
No. Now, there have been some leaks, but only from individual sources without confirmation. All we've got are rumors.
Well, rumors are okay.
And let me remind you, Dale, as journalists, we can't go blurting out everything we hear. I mean, that would be irresponsible and unprofessional.
Now, what about that wacky prescription medicine plan Spleen has got, though?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we were discussing it just before the...
So that is unconfirmed at this point.
Well, but others are reporting it.
Others have lower standards than we do.
Well, can't we report that they're reporting it? Then our report would be a report about the report of the rumor, so we could tell our listeners the rumor, and, you know, because we're just reporting what they said. If they're wrong, it's still not our fault.
You are so pathetic.
Joining us is Bud Buck, who has been following this story on the internet.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Hello, Jenny.
Come on, you can't do that again.
Oh, yes, I can. Oh. The Sludge Report is going with the story that Spleen will combine his policy on prescription drugs with his position on the missile defense system.
Now, there is no confirmation of that, Bud, and you know that.
Well, he'll propose total release of all our National Security Administration surveillance video of rogue nations, setting satellite images and live pictures of Baghdad and Damascus and such directly to all cable systems nationwide.
Oh, this is nothing more than a wild rumor.
Then the Sludge Report continues. An appeal will be issued to our senior citizens asking them to be vigilant and to watch their screens for signs of any arms treaty violation.
Oh, this
sounds great.
There's no proof to back up what you are saying.
Well, if there are any signs of nuclear tests, production of plutonium, construction of missiles, any suggestion, whatever, that somebody is trying to get away with something they shouldn't, there will be a toll-free number for the seniors to call, and for the service, President Spleen would pay them, not in cash, but in prescription drugs.
Oh, this is so ludicrous and absolutely impossible.
I don't think so.
And fascinating.
Ugh.
Bud, what does the Sludge Report say about the funding of this brilliant plan?
Yes, rather than being an expensive add-on to Medicare, this new entitlement would become a line item in the overall defense budget, where it would look small, you know, compared to the surrounding gargantuan aircraft carrier and fighter jet project.
Oh, Bud, this just sounds great.
Yeah, of course you would like it.
I think there'd be many residual benefits.
Oh, yes. It would cut the pressure on construction sites where a lot of old fellows spend the day, you know, peering through the boards.
Uh-huh. And watching Saddam Hussein.
Oh, it could be more satisfying than getting out the radar gun again to clock the neighborhood teenagers as they come and go.
Which, in turn, means fewer nuisance calls for the local police.
Yes, the effects of this plan echo, Dale, throughout our social structure and the economy.
With ideas this good, I'm surprised Spleen is sitting on them. Jennifer?
What?
why isn't Senator Spleen getting this idea out where the people can truly appreciate it?
Well, maybe he's overestimating the intelligence of the public and press, and he's under the delusion that a plan has to make sense before people will pick it up and run with it.
Okay, thank you. Chief political correspondent Jennifer Hamster and on Internet Watch, Bud Buck.
Jennifer, you washing your hair again
tonight? Stop talking to me.